Welcome to Leadership in Nursing Practice, Changing the Landscape of Healthcare. We are hoping this new textbook will be helpful to you as you begin to plan your leadership course for senior students in the nursing program. This program in leadership, outlined through the text and through online resources, is designed to help prepare beginning leaders in assuming those responsibilities at the unit or service level in a way that provides opportunities for them to develop their leadership capacity. One of the things that's most important to understand at the developmental stage that these students are is that most of them will not be managers. Much of the literature out there used for developing these students by faculty is based in management literature, and only 1% or less of your graduates will become managers, which means much of what you teach them will fall on ground that will not be renewed through their own personal experience or through their role. What we've tried to do in this text is provide an opportunity for you to focus on the leadership capacity that the majority of these clinical practitioners will need to incorporate into their own practice set. Much of the development, especially the early development of the new practitioner, is on engaging the organization and colleagues in a way that is productive and positive and moves them to self-development, to building relationships, to extending their own practice skills, and to interacting with the system and individuals in it. This means, essentially, focusing on those skills and talents that ultimately result in impacting their capacity to develop leadership, to become strong and capable colleagues in the discipline, and to get a broader understanding of their own participation and contribution to the work of the discipline. Much of what we try to cover in this textbook relates to the foundations of leadership and relational development in a practical and meaningful way that these new practitioners must begin to incorporate into their own understanding of the work of the discipline if they're going to do their part in moving the work of nursing, the relationship of nursing inside and outside the professional boundaries, into its legitimate key role in influencing and advancing the conditions and circumstances of healthcare. Clearly, these new practitioners must be able to understand the emerging characteristics of a reformed and transformed healthcare system and the emerging characteristics of health reform, accountability, and new delivery models in providing healthcare in a value-driven equation. This notion of value is very critical as a subtext and an undercurrent to much of what is covered in this text. You will find that the movement out of volume-driven languages and the capacity to accomplish great deals of work and many activities has been underemphasized in this text in trying to get at the issue of value and establishing the value equation as the cornerstone or foundation upon which their practice will build. Now, that means that as faculty, we will also have to change some of our contextual way of thinking and of articulating the role of the leader in a value-driven equation. Much of the old notions of directed, unilateral, vertical, horizontal, and hierarchical models are antithetical to the obligation and expectations of the role as we begin to perceive it and to articulate it in a fundamentally different way for these emerging leaders. What is important in this whole notion is to really kind of understand that much of the work that they are going to be confronting calls for a great deal of personal engagement, collateral commitment, and work in reconceptualizing and recontextualizing the very function of nursing in the healthcare organization. Concepts which represent a deeper understanding of the profession and what it is and does. Issues related to the expression of the role of the professional in a multidisciplinary, multivariable environment. And understanding the organization's relationship to the discipline becomes increasingly important as a foundation for conceptualizing the characteristics and the experiences of their own role. At the same time, we want to appreciate the unique contribution that the millennial learner and practitioner brings to the organizational environment. Yet, at the same time, we want to provide a context for that person's challenging the system and creating a framework which makes it acceptable to challenge the system, but also makes it understandable to the new practitioner that that is a fundamental part of the expectations of that person's role. In addition, we want them to understand the system. They need to know the characteristics and operation of the system, both those things that are historically solid and appropriate in creating a system's framework to action and practice, but also those things that are historic and necessarily transitional, requiring continual refinement and rethinking as they begin to explore the translation of structure and of process and of practice within the context of an emerging new framework for the delivery of work. Also, we want to be able to demonstrate the grounding they need to have in ethics and in ethical behavior, the way in which values and personal meaning influences the nature of their work, and we want them to be able to establish a foundation in principle for their own practice and their own relationship to the profession. Increasingly, it is important that the nurse see him or herself as a professional person, operating within the character of a profession with all that means. Besides establishing the personal and role relationship of the profession to the world, we want them to understand that along with this reality comes conflicts and uncertainties, comes organizational challenges, and the need to develop the disciplines of innovation and creativity in the very work of the practice. Also, the overlying context of evidence and outcome is critical to the discipline not only of thinking but of practice in a way that challenges the new and emerging professional practitioner in nursing to recognize that there is going to be a stronger and growing need to be able to validate the value, the meaning, and the impact of individual and collective nursing work in an interdisciplinary framework that demonstrates a difference is being made in the lives of those we serve. Therefore, establishing notions of accountability, the ability to negotiate relationships, negotiate obstacles, confronting conflicts, finding place for person in the profession, and establishing a firm foundation in ownership and accountability as the cornerstones of the role of the nurse will be critical elements of their learning and development, elements we've included here as strong components of their leadership development process. We want this essentially to be a strong foundation for them that they can take with them within a reality context into the practice environment and begin to adapt and apply these skills in a way that will advance their own experience as nurses, make a difference in the environment, and clearly, significantly advance the interests of the nursing profession and patient care in an interdisciplinary, complex delivery system. So we hope that as faculty, this will serve as a template and a tool set for your own energies and commitment as you begin to challenge and change the growing and developing new nurse in our healthcare system. We hope that this will provide some of the tools that will challenge your own thinking and begin to bring to the forefront many of the notions and impressions that you've had as a nurse leader in trying to develop both the profession and the emerging new professional. We also hope that this is a tool set for your own leadership development and growth, so that we can not only provide some insights with regard to what that change and growth is, but that we can also really help you as you begin to express some of the insights that you have with regard to your own leadership and the translation of that leadership in the lives of those you are mentoring and teaching. This textbook is designed as one of a number of resources that you can use, but we hope that it is practical, that it is applicable, and that it serves as a wonderful framework for helping you guide and develop the next level of development and growth for the professional practice of nursing and for those who will represent our interests, the new professional nurse. Thank you for engaging this work and for using our textbook in doing so. We hope that the combination of the text, online, podcasts, and other digital devices will be helpful in this learning journey. One final thing we would like to ask of you as faculty. As you use this text and review it, we are constantly interested in the continual improvement of the content of this text or even in the format for learning. Anything that you can share with us or incorporate into our own preparation and advancement of these materials is very helpful in our own development as authors and as educators, and also useful in making these materials more beneficial to both you and the students. So please communicate to us through Jones and Bartlett Publishers, and we're happy to incorporate your recommendations into the text. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and enjoy this leadership learning process.